Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiancé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
I was watching the Ari Beanie wedding, mm-hmm. and I was like, okay, mm-hmm. I'd prepared myself for the worst. Then I saw her fucking shoes, and then it was over.
Oh, I didn't mind that, actually.
Come on!
If she had a floor-length dress, you couldn't see it.
I don't... What it's the principle!
Well, I know, but that's kind of becoming a thing now. But if you have a long
dress... That's a thing?
Yeah, I don't think you're very... I think now that you're not doing, like, musician gig anymore, you're not aware of what's popular in weddings. And I'm telling you right now,
Are you getting Modern Bride a monthly?
Well, yes, my nephew's about to get me... I don't think you realize. Funfetti cake and
I know it is.
And glittery flat Converse shoes that, are in right now.
That does not make it okay.
It's happening, though. I'm not saying it's okay, but I'm saying it's happening.
But I think
it's not even being different. That's
the
mainstream.
If the dress could have been less traditional. See, you're moving your shit and it distracts me.
I'm just moving my microphone.
If the dress had been less traditional, I think I would have been okay with it. But the dress was traditional.
I would have preferred a soft heel would have been nice for me. But
she's already short.
Well, but Benny's not tall either.
But I'd already prepared myself that, like, this is going to be the wedding that Taste forgot.
I already was distracted by the makeup. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that.
I get that as soon as you're done with the
before
wedding,
the ceremony.
You put on those shoes.
Well, maybe she has plantar fasciitis.
No, she doesn't.
Maybe. Y'all, this is reality gaze.
We're back.
Excuse that.
I'm just, it's one day and it's 15 minutes.
Well, I don't think she gives a fuck.
That's the thing. She does. She does give a fuck how she's perceived. That was intentional.
I feel like you're going to get read from bride to wore fun shoes.
I might.
They're going to send you pictures of their red Converse that they wore.
That's what I'm saying. I think that's okay if your dress is actually... Also, it's in a fucking temple.
I know.
Outside...
If I had a long floor-length dress, though, I wouldn't mind wearing some sparkly Hokas. Comfy.
I think everything else about
her
dress...
She has to walk around in circles as part of the wedding.
That's a Jewish wedding, though.
I know, but she needed a good footwear.
But It is... You're just being contrarian with me. You didn't like them either.
No, I didn't mind them, to be honest. Because I was... Really had a problem with the makeup.
Hated those shoes.
I don't think I didn't mind them because I'm used to it because I've seen it a lot. When I first saw it, I didn't like it.
If you're married outside.
But you know I have an affinity for heels, so I always want someone to wear heels.
But that's what I'm saying. Outside, beach wedding, great. All these things.
Well, no, if it was me, I'm going to wear a wedge.
This is a temple.
If it sounds... We're in a new day and age where people are just getting married in sweatpants and elastic pants or elastic pants and sweatshirts.
And I kind of wish they had coordinated a little bit more with his suit was very him. And even if just to integrate some of his gold into her dress, it was just not planned. Everything felt really slipshod.
I didn't mind her dress, though. I kind of thought her dress.
I kind of liked her dress, and it fit her well.
Beautifully.
It was very traditional.
I know.
Yeah.
Which didn't go with the shoes.
That's all I'm saying.
I agree, but I'm just saying, I'm not dissing, but I'm just saying that's, as you said to me, when I'm like, I don't, and you're like, that's the way it is now, though. That is the way it is. And that's the way it is.
Well, I don't have to like it. I don't have to like it.
God, I miss Celine. She canceled her tour.
Y'all, we're back after vacation.
Love to be back. Love to be gone. Love to be back.
It was a well-needed.
If you're on
break.
An intimate portrait, you're sitting right here, just looking
Hi.
At us. You're just gonna looking at that's our $15 Patreon
pet
here.
Where
y'all watching us on video. That's where you get to see Poodle's feet.
You're not seeing my feet.
His milky thighs.
Ooh.
And sometimes his
Ooh.
Creamy shoulders.
Ooh.
You
Sometimes.
Get to see it all.
Ooh.
Oh,
Ooh.
Please don't.
Ooh,
please
yes.
don't. Anyway, it's
you. I just
back.
Got my monkeypox vaccine.
And you,
I got to get another one in 4 weeks.
4 weeks. But you can
And
get...
I have a strange craving for bananas currently. I said that earlier. You didn't get it.
I wasn't listening.
Exactly.
But I was ordering you a new mic cord to make you happy.
Thank you.
So he didn't
You told
bitch.
Me it was mustard color and I didn't enjoy it, but that's
Well,
fine.
I don't care. It's the one you got. You should have spoke up then.
Thank you. Thank you.
You can buy your own one and stick it up your ass.
How?
Plug it in.
How was your vacation?
It
How
was fine. I had a grandma vacation in
No,
Fixer
you did. You did
Carnell.
Not have a grandma. You did Big Little Lies, rich white lady vacation.
I went to Carmel and Monterey, and I was spotted by Sissy Joanne.
You wore a postcard. You wore scarves over your head and dark glasses.
I did. I didn't want to be seen because I was spotted. I guess I had to wear those. But I hear, Maddie, I'm mailing a postcard because I still like to mail postcards. Don't worry. I didn't send you one, so don't be on the lookout. And it was really nice.
How old are you?
I love a good postcard. I love it. My brother said, he called me just to say, we got a postcard. We haven't gotten one in a year. Thank you for that. We loved that.
I guess.
Your nephews would love it if you sent them a postcard. You could say, hey, little nephews and nieces, I'm getting dicked down right now by a football team in Oregon. Glad you're not here, but I miss you.
TTFN!
You know what? Your sister-in-law wouldn't like that.
Just like semen splashed across the car.
But your brother would.
He would.
He'd
he
get
would
a
like
kick
that.
Out of it.
He'd think
so
that was
no,
funny.
It was... I don't know if it's a week-long trip. It's more of a long weekend. After a while, we're like, okay, I get it. But we did this 17-mile drive. We did all the stuff. It is one of the most beautiful parts of California.
Oh,
I've
yeah.
seen. I enjoyed that. I loved Big Sur. I think Big Sur I could spend like 4 days at and just do different hikes and all that kind of stuff. My boyfriend really wasn't into hiking, so we only did that for 2 days.
This all could have been heard if you're at a table in Los Angeles. All of this could have been heard from like three tables over. Everybody talking about, I just went to Big Sur.
It's
blah,
true.
Blah, blah.
It's something on my bucket list of Big Sur I always wanted to see. It was beautiful. And we went and, because I liked it, we were just taking a drive and we stumbled upon UC Santa Cruz. We loved Santa Cruz. Fucking loved Santa Cruz. But UC Santa Cruz is one of the most gorgeous college campuses I've ever seen. It's on the fucking mountain. The music building, like, is on a cliff that overlooks and goes down, and then there's the ocean.
You must have never seen Pepperdine.
No, I've been to Pepperdine. It's beautiful as well. Yeah.
Pepperdine's
yeah.
in Malibu.
It's different. So. Where Pepperdine is like on Malibu and it's beautiful and manicured. Yeah. You kind of feel like you're on a golf course.
You do.
There, you would like UC Santa Cruz because it's a little witchier and Topanga-ish with the trees. Like to walk through some of your classes.
No, I believe you.
You have to walk through redwood groves, and you could get dicked down in the woods by some bear.
Check.
Poodles and Rolling. Anyway.
Like the movie Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah, I get no respect.
But it's just me going, hey, boys.
Hey, boy. We can talk about him.
They're like, have you seen the older one coming in there? Hey, I'm just like all of you. Come on, frat. Come on, frat party.
By the way, I am so sorry about what. How do you, is her name? Nichelle Nichols from Star Trek. She passed away. Lieutenant Uhura.
She just did, I believe.
She just died. I just wanted
Nichelle Nichols.
You won't admit it.
I loved her.
But Poodle is a closet Trekkie.
I am a closet Trekkie. I will tell people I enjoy it, but they don't know how deeply I enjoy it.
How you've Googled stuff and read. He wants to go to a Trekkie convention. But
no, I don't.
But he won't admit it.
I don't go that far into the fandom.
I think you would get into it.
Probably.
I think if I slipped you like a little edible, you would have a good
time. I would probably like go as a tribble. You don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
I'd probably get into tribble sex, which is like furry sex.
Whatever. But I just wanted, for all of our Trekkies out there in mourning, we're sending our love.
Sorry. Live long and prosper, Michelle.
How was Tahoe?
Tahoe was
lovely. Did you put the hoe in Tahoe?
You know, I was... I was pretty much a good boy, more because I knew saw monkeypox was going up, even though there wasn't a lot, wouldn't assume there's a lot up there. But I wanted to go someplace, because you went to a couple places. I wanted quiet. I wanted to be, it was going to be an active vacation for me, I knew, but it wasn't going to be very toury. I was going to do things outside, go, because my zen and what calms me is nature.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I, and especially water. And I was like, I'm going to be on the water as much as I can. I'm going to be kayaking, hiking, because the best, Tahoe's like the best hiking. The best, Jerry. The best.
Again, you sound like the table on the other side. Four tables down.
No, I'm you took the rich white lady vacation. I took the lesbian vacation.
But no, my conversation would happen maybe in Beverly Hills. Yours would be in Silver Lake.
It would.
We're very California right now.
But mine is, it's much, I was on the north side of Tahoe. It's just much more lesbian. In fact, first of all, my Airbnb woman who I rented from was absolutely nuts. There was signs everywhere telling us to use. I agree, you shouldn't put your suitcases on the bed, but she's like, please use suitcase things. There were signs to do everything. There was, use this window for selfies. It's great. And I was like, oh. And I swear to God, she had a sensor on my parking place because she would meet me every time I would come out.
Oh.
And ask me what I'd done.
Oh.
And she told me. She also had this kind of whispery voice like Muhammad.
She probably wanted to make sure you weren't having gay orgies in Tahoe.
Maybe. I was a great renter for her, though. But my view looked right out of the lake, and I watched
gorgeous.
The sunset every night. Had really good food. I hung out with a couple friends who had a place there a couple days, and the lesbians who lived next to me or who were renting next to me. I went over there and drank with them. And y'all, you ain't drinking a lesbian at the table. You're going to go back drunk. Because they're going to be fine.
Oh, Lord.
You can drink some, and she's still going to watch rugby in the evening.
What were their names?
Cindy, what was... They're not stereotypical lesbians. Cindy and what was... Why am I forgetting?
Did you talk about...
Cindy and Teresa.
Did you talk about politics and then obscure books?
They're not that kind of lesbians. Outdoor lesbians.
Oh, so they talked about all the places they'd been, probably.
Yeah, they were talking to me about that. Although they were playing lesbian guitar rock throughout.
Oh,
the time.
You love that
very much.
I'm very happy for you.
They were my neighbors, and they invited me over. And also it was so great. I had my own place and I could come and go and no one bothered me.
Yeah.
I did not need anybody saying, let's do this, let's do this. But the coolest thing I did, y'all, is I went to the Donner Party, Donner State Park,
Richard Donner, the director. I didn't know.
I don't think anyone needed this to be brought home.
I'm just making sure.
The Donner State Park. Donner Pass, and we learned the museum, Donner Party, the Donner State Park Museum, where you learned about the Donner Party and kind of westward expansion. And I stayed there like 2/3 of a day wandering around the place where they, where the cabins were there. And I found out, like, I always thought that it was because of a freak snowfall and blah, blah, blah. That was part of it. It was an early winter. Turns out they were just dumb and inexperienced. They were the last one that year to go. They were sold a bad bill of goods by this guy named Hastings because he said, you can take my shortcut. We're going to take the Hastings cutoff. It's quicker than to get there. And it was terrible. And they weren't inexperienced. They weren't experienced with the Donner. Mr. Donner was the kind of the head of the party, but a lot of it was immigrants. Like Irish immigrants and people who were, who lived in cities who weren't really experienced in the ways of the outdoors.
Really?
And when they were trying to, there were two native guides who they were trying to hire, and they're like, we don't trust them. So they did not hire the two Indian guides for a while. Or it was, it, and basically they were showing, they were climbing up. Where they had to get to is they were taking these wagons, and they had to unpack them completely, take the oxen up, and almost climb up this hill and then repack the wagons again. That was to get across the Sierras. And so they got to this one point in near Donner Lake, right outside Tahoe, right across from Truckee, which I went to Truckee. You would like Truckee because it's very – There's a lot of antiques.
The name sounds like an Oklahoma town.
It does sound like an Oklahoma town.
Well, there's
town.
A Stuckey, Oklahoma, it was, so that makes sense.
It was named after the Indian chief. They got it wrong. His name was Troquet, but they kept saying Truckee.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. But I learned
not,
a lot.
Not honored at all.
I'm now reading a book about the Donner Party. And just about how, and the most famous thing was they had to resort to cannibalism because they were starving. So they camped there, and they half the party survived, and half of them, most of them were women and children, it turned out.
That survived?
Yep, because women need less calories, and children a certain age can survive. Y'all don't care about any of this, but it is interesting.
That would be very interesting to me.
I don't
know if that's a thing I would do to relax on my vacation. I think you might want to process that.
The guide who I, of course, I was like there for the guided tour. And it was, I like cornered him. I'm like, so wait a minute, who was the first party that came across? He gladly talked to me for like 15 minutes after.
You make fun of me for do that, but you do that even worse.
I'm obsessed with historical things, especially having to do with grisly, creepy things.
You are?
Like, historical things geek me out. So.
You won't. You do. Yeah. You do.
No. I don't love the comic books the way you do.
No, that's fine. I love historical things, too, actually.
Anyway, it was lovely. I had a great time. I wanted to come back, but... the one...
We did, yeah.
I haven't told you this story.
What?
I...
Oh, no.
I was.
Oh God!
The woman told me,
"It's gonna be a long show, y'all."
Make
sorry.
Make sure you close. You can keep the windows open if you like. She's like, "Make sure you close the window." You like all them open from the top, from the bottom. They're reversible windows. She's like, "You may in the bedroom. You may want to only put that one in the upper one because." Sometimes you don't want to get like an animal come into your bedroom. It's like there's going to be no animals coming into my bedroom at all. And I forgot about it too. And as I woke up to go to the bathroom or something, and I was like, oh, I didn't close that. And I kind of like started to go over to close it, and swear to God, two little eyes came at me and went, it was a raccoon. And I went, ah! And the raccoon was like, I was like,
was there a screen?
No.
So it just could have came right in?
Yes. And anyway, the raccoon was like, and it was like, and I was like, oh, where's my fainting couch? And I was like, boosh. And I started laughing as soon as it happened because I was screaming at that raccoon. It scared the shit out of me.
Serves you right. You're lucky it didn't come in. This is the sole reason our house
got... It would have been fine. I would just open the door.
This is the reason our house, when we were roommates, got robbed. I told you not to sleep with the window open, and you did.
It was hot.
And a small man crawled over you in the middle of the night.
He crawled over me.
And robbed you blind.
He didn't rob me blind. He just took my iPod.
I probably shouldn't say that. I bet that's not politically correct to say rob someone blind. I'm sorry, blind people.
I'm glad that's what you're apologizing for.
What? I feel like I don't want to say that now.
We need to move on.
But
that was our vacation, and we're back.
We're back. You know what I said I did? It's worth it. I did go to the Monterey Bay Aquarium. If you go to Monterey, you have to go to that. It's expensive. It's like $50. But
Jesus.
They have the most, I never thought I would say this, a hypnotic jellyfish exhibition.
Oh, wow.
They're so well. I stood there for about 45 minutes just watching all these different jellyfish, and they light them in that. You can see all the colors, and they glow. It
oh,
looks
wow.
not real. That was the highlight.
I still am traumatized because as a child, I swam across an inlet with my family once, and there were all these jellyfish all in the water, and they were stinging us. And my father's like, "It's fine. Just keep going." And my brother jumped in the boat, and he wouldn't let me jump in the boat because we were worried about it capsizing. And I had to swim with all the jellyfish stinging me.
They worried about it capsizing because did that make – are you traumatized by that because of the jellyfish or because you felt fat? Is that what you were worried about? No. I just
know no, because any excess weight was going to make that
Well, I know
capsize.
That's a weight thing, though. If I told
no,
you...
No, it wasn't because I thought I was fat. Because my father wouldn't let me get in there. And my brother got in there.
Did you have stings from the
yes,
jellyfish?
All over.
Did they pee on you to like...
No, that is an old wives' tale.
Well, that was in Friends.
So if it's in a sitcom, it's real?
True. We got to get going. Sorry, y'all. Long enough. But we wanted to just say thank you for letting us go on vacation.
Thank you. Our first one in 3 years. It's going to happen yearly. We're also going to go away probably twice a year, we were thinking. Once at Christmas and then once.
Yeah.
So that just to keep our sanity. The problem is, you guys, we can't leave when these shows go on hiatus. Number one, they don't tell us. And 90 Day has programming 50 weeks a year.
Yeah. I mean, so, there might be times where you take a week vacation and people sub in.
Yeah,
and
that's possible.
We mean like vacation. Like we're both like, see you later. We're out. But you know what I have to say? I've never once not had fun doing a podcast. Even when I've had like a terrible day or a bad mood, I always feel better. So that's a good sign.
Neither have I.
But yeah, you can't say that. But... It feels very refreshing to come back to we needed a break.
I know we've actually done a lot this week and I still don't feel worn out.
I do.
I will say this,
but not by that, just by life.
This I'm ready to put this season of 90 Day to bed. Like most of America who
watches
it.
Let's talk about
this
episode. Before we do that, we need to talk about, as we kind of go through, y'all, we did miss last. We're going to do, and I mean it, because we already are gone long, a very, very, very quick recap.
We have more announcements. What are you fucking doing?
Oh, we still have more announcements?
Yes.
Oh, God.
That was just, I literally ran through them, and you said yes, all of those.
Yeah, that's true. I wrote them down, too, but golly, that just lesbian story took so long.
Yours took just as long.
Y'all, Poodle hasn't been able to get dick down because of monkeypox, so it's fun. I'm able to needle him today.
I'll needle you with an actual needle.
What are our announcements, Poodles?
Follow us on Instagram, y'all.
Please.
We're building out our socials more just because it's something we've been thinking about doing. If you listen to us, just follow us on Instagram. I think if everyone who we got...
Our website's down, so if you want to find out what's happening...
We're working on that.
But we're going to have new things. We have some new ideas coming for Instagram.
Yeah.
So we're hoping within the next... Starting by the end of August, we become more engaged with it.
We had a ladies' business meeting.
We did!
And to which one person took me to a cookie place and told me about every cookie in the place.
Milk Jar Cookies, the best.
I think she might be an investor.
The best cookies in Los Angeles, y'all. Milk Jar and Wilshire, the best.
I think you kept them open during the pandemic.
I did, and I'm proud of it. Proud of it.
Just your money alone.
I'm proud of it. Like, yes. So, yeah, Yes, but follow us on Instagram, TikTok as well.
Yes.
We're engaging with
We're building that out. And this is us.
Twitter
just,
is there until we get famous, if that ever happens.
We're shutting it down.
And then we're shutting it down because we said some shit.
But basically what we're trying to do is find new ways, new types of content for you guys for Instagram. Probably more video of us.
Yes. I think also Patreon is doing an update as well. Patreon might start to look different to some of you. It's going to be slow rollout. So, you know.
We want to give you more of us, you know.
Without showing you Poodle's butthole. We don't want to give you that.
That is open for a select few.
It's open for a select few.
Thousand.
What else do we have?
You didn't write down any of this. Y'all, we just did a Bicurious episode on the one that got away from Amazon Prime. If you're looking for a terrible piece of garbage, it is right up your alley.
Right up your alley.
And
it was
we were able to destroy Ashley in episode 4
it
that
was
we
great.
Watched.
Thank you, Kim from Cray
Thank
Cray.
You, Kim Cray.
Yes. And y'all, we want to – this is
– And that's on our $5 level at our Patreon.
It's true. Also announcement, we can say this because he posted it online, but we're sending our love to Kyle from Cray Cray. He's going through some medical stuff.
Yes.
So we want to just send our love to him and just say –
We're thinking about you.
I'd send you a stripper if you weren't married, but, you know, so I'll send
you
my
love. I'll have two drinks that you would have while you're doing the show.
There you go. There you go, Kyle.
I'll have a whiskey for you.
There you go. What else is next? I didn't write any of this down.
I know.
I didn't want to.
90 Day UK, y'all.
90 Day UK.
I must say,
it's
as
wonderful.
We get down to, you haven't watched this week's episode yet. I watched 15 minutes of it. Your jaw is going to be on the floor.
I'm excited to meet Richard.
Yeah.
King Richard.
He's
bonkers.
He's a pig. He's an absolute disgusting pig.
Oh, I can't wait.
And he's already trying to engage with us on social media.
Oh, well.
I'm going to burn that bridge real fast because I don't give a fuck about you.
It's really good, though, y'all.
You're gross.
It's on the way it is. It's on Discovery UK. And Discovery Plus in the U.S. It airs differently, though. It's like three
episodes.
In
the U.K., it airs differently.
Give it time. We don't know. We're trying to figure it out. But it's great. Also, Lalu is back. Well, Lalu. Life
Holy
after lockup. It's
shit.
Wonderful. It's wonderful.
That's on our $8 level of Patreon. I don't. You know, I want you to get our $8 Patreon. I want you to watch Life After Lockup or Love After Lockup more. I
want him to get on. Save your, as I said, don't buy Starbucks twice this month and pay $8.
Everyone needs to be watching this show.
It's so good.
If you like trash.
I actually agree with you. Even if you don't listen to us, it's just.
It is just wonderful.
It's wonderful.
Wonderful. Last thing is Selling the OC coming to our Patreon. That's coming. That's same people who put Selling Sunset. August 24th.
Hopefully, we're going to start it. Now, we have an if it sucks, we might not finish it. But
I've already watched some of the ones.
But I think it's going to it's
juicy.
I think it's going to be really, really good.
Yeah.
I think it might actually, in a way, kind of replace Selling Sunset because I feel like Selling Sunset's
they're on the edge.
I'm on the edge of sunset and I'm selling a house with you.
That hurt my ears.
All right. I'm on the edge. Shh,
no.
The edge. No. The edge.
Don't go any higher.
Why does she just keep saying the edge all the time? I shouldn't say that. That's
not
about her grandparents dying.
So why is it about the edge?
He's on the edge of life with her. It was when her grandfather held his grandmother's hand and saw her pass into
But why
position.
Is it like... uplifting. Why does it keep going higher and higher?
Because
it's like, I'm watching you die now.
Yeah,
I'm watching you die now. God is just gonna take you now.
Yes. It's Gaga. It's very dramatic. You're gonna be very dramatic when your mother dies. You will.
What's your dramatic?
Jesus.
Tapert. Hold my hand.
Actually, you won't be dramatic. Your mother will.
Yes, she will.
Yeah, she will.
I need to tell you something.
She is going to confess something on her deathbed.
Yeah.
I read this book, Jay Bird.
I think
you found it when you were younger. And I think that's why you're gay, Jay Bird.
My secret garden. I'm sorry for making you gay. But I put my Rita Nancy Fridays in my secret garden. I'm sorry I made you watch Signing Women with me.
Signing Women.
It was me, Jay Burr.
I would have watched Designing Women regardless.
Regardless.
Mother. No. I think a lot of things, there's a lot that can be nurture. There's a lot that's nature.
I found Designing Jesus. Women and Oprah on my own. Nobody yeah. pointed it to me.
Yeah. Let's jump into this. We've been yakking for too long. So 30 minutes of announcements, but we had to talk about our vacation.
We had to talk about vacation, but... So we're going to talk about last week. We'll do it kind of with couples. Again, we've already gone long, so we're not going to do much. But first and foremost, we have to
first,
I'm going to go on record saying this. Some people are going to come at me, but I think Kara has been the most beautiful bride in 90 Day Beyonce history.
That hair?
See, some people didn't like her, but I
loved the hair.
I feel like there's nothing wrong with having an elevated look for your wedding.
Well,
but that still looks you and still looks not like
I
you're going
it.
To prom in junior high and you did your
it
hair.
It worked with the dress for me.
The dress?
Because the dress fit her perfectly. The dress was also traditional while still having modern touches.
It
the hair worked for her personality.
It worked too. Perfect. Also, as I've said, the best wedding makeup I've ever seen in 90 Day Fiancé right. history as well. It
I
was
thought,
a nude eye,
yes.
pretty clean skin, like looking clean skin, and then just not a crazy red, but just a beautiful blush lip.
I bet it looked really good in pictures.
Take a note, Ari.
Oh, that, those lashes. Ari's lashes!
The super dark eyeliner, and then I'm going to say this, y'all. You're not going to believe me unless you're at a beach wedding, but even then, I'm still not for it, but convince me. Don't wear a nude lip to your wedding.
She's queen of that.
Because people are thinking you may now kiss the bride with what lips? You look like a bird kissing your husband.
A lipless wonder.
Or your
wonder.
Wife. Anyway. But so,
she looked gorgeous.
He looked great,
he
too.
He looked great. I liked that it felt like a day wedding because both of these, it was a day wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, we've been very critical of people who look like they're at night weddings and it's a day wedding.
No, because
and
her
this
make-
was perfect.
It was.
And I will say the wedding, everything about the wedding was nice. I loved their vows. It was simple. I loved how emotional she was without being too much. The way he had a seat for his dead brother.
It was
a lovely, lovely, lovely wedding. I hope we see more of them. I really honestly do. I rarely say that.
No, I'm
usually so ready to get done with people.
Are they close to D.C.? I'd love for them to come to
Charlottesville.
I just want to meet her. I want to see her makeup in person.
Charlottesville to D.C.
What are you? You're talking into Siri.
2 hours, 15 minutes.
Well, they're not going to come that long for us. No.
No.
No. No.
No.
No. No. No. If we're going back to D.C. in the fall, I don't know. I don't know if we're planning that at all now.
I don't know if we're going to New York either.
I don't know.
Or
I don't know
Chicago.
Or Anchorage.
We're not going to Anchorage.
We're not going to Anchorage.
But we are talking about fall dates.
We are talking about fall dates. It's exciting. So I don't really have anything else to say. I just want to talk about how good they both look.
No, they look
beautiful.
They got
married. It was pretty. They're done. They're look for them on Happily Ever After.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
So they're the new couple?
Not this season.
Oh,
not
okay.
this season. I think maybe eventually. Actually, they might be too normal. They might put them on a Diaries.
I think so, too.
I just wish.
It's going to be fucking Bilal and Shota.
Oh, it's going to be Bilal and Shota 100%. 100%. 1,000,000%. I know it's going to be them. Yeah.
Blech.
No.
Should we jump into Patrick and Thais?
Miami!
I'm not saying I'm completely checked out of this season yet. I'm that close.
I'm that close because...
Speak to that.
Here's why.
Speak to that!
The only ones keeping me... I was kind of... In this episode, we saw Eben Muhammad get married. It's my wedding day! Mm-hmm. We saw that. That was kind of the only thing... I used to be waiting for this couple. I'm not anymore. I know they're going to get married because this whole idea of her deciding in 3 days if she's going to marry him or not is absurd. And then one day, she's still trying to figure it out. This is patently absurd.
I think it is,
you can
too.
You can have doubts, but you shouldn't be saying, I'm not sure if I'm going to marry him or not, or if I'm going to back to Brazil. This is all to gin up fake expectations.
I think...
It's terrible producing.
I think it's... You say terrible. I mean, I say... But I actually think it's lazy, too.
That's a great way to think about it.
Because I think there's a more interesting take of... They base all these couples that it's, well, are they going to get married in 90 Day Fiancé? However, I think there's... What if there's... It's... Again, the docu-style of this is completely gone now. Which is why we like 90 Day UK, y'all. It's very reminiscent of, like, seasons 2, 3 of 90 Day Fiancé. Mm-hmm. But why not take... There's enough drama about, like, even with Ari and Benny, where, like, they're waiting to see if... They're going to get married.
Yeah.
But what if we really focus on the storyline of Ari being concerned with Benny, maybe, like, work-wise or something? It doesn't always have to be... Are they going to get married becomes the
I agree with you.
Plot line for everyone.
Let me tell you why that storyline was kind of okay for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was her bonkers behavior, and they kept bringing in Leandro in there and Ari being crazy, and also her family's good.
I agree.
There's no – without John, these two are dull as dirt.
I do think they're dull without John.
Even with the mother who looked like John Candy – from Nothing she But did. Trouble.
Or
Mimi from the Drew Carey Show.
I mean,
I know she's dying in a year. Y'all don't come at me. She's still a shitty person, too.
No, I've never had more people. So let's talk about what we missed.
Yeah, what did we miss?
I've never had more people reach out to me about anything ever.
The sister?
No.
Or the mom.
Anything ever than the mom's eyebrows.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Okay.
I've never had people. This is like by far the most things.
Those were a statement.
What does that say about y'all? Y'all some fucked up sissies that is the thing you Instagrammed, messaged me. Someone got my phone number. I don't know how she got it. I got a text at 3 a.m.
Those
with a picture.
Those could only be referred to as statement eyebrows. Those are...
Look.
I'm drawing these on to show you my true feelings.
I get it.
You're Make a statement without saying a word.
I don't think you're losing your hair because she had her real hair.
Yeah.
So, but still, that was, I was sexy in the 60s when we drew our eyebrows on this way. And I'm still going to commit to that, which is a lesson to us all, y'all. As you get older, but this is what Mama Plath does. Mama Plath wears her makeup the way she wore her makeup
16.
In high school because that's when she felt our prettiest. That is our gut wants to always do when we felt the youngest or the prettiest or the sexiest.
And you're saying don't do that.
So,
do your makeup according to your age.
Which is a great segue I want to talk about for you. I'm kidding.
So I want to clarify one thing. Oh, so
did look like caterpillars that were angry at each other.
Really bad.
About to fight.
Let's talk about the sister black eye because that's what everyone else wanted to talk about.
I mean, she failed. It looked horrible.
My thing was, I understand we have to film, and I'm glad someone, it seems like she wasn't even going to address it, but someone from production said, "You get in an MMA fight?" She's like, "I fell on the ice." And I was like, "Okay, she fell on the ice."
It was a little bloody. I maybe would have put a patch over it.
I think I would have worn a patch.
Yeah.
Thank you. Or do you think...
I mean, we would have called her a pirate.
Yes. But don't you think there could have been some attempt to put concealer on it?
She probably didn't have the right concealer.
Is that it?
Because when you have a bruise, like, you can't use like a normal cream concealer. It would look worse. You've got to use, like... Depending on the bruise, like a green or an orange.
Oh, wow.
very easy to go buy that at a makeup store.
It's
but
just,
if you don't know how to do it, it looks like you're just putting shit on your... It's harder to do than you think.
It just feels like, because people were saying, speculating about DV. We're not going to say that at all.
No, she said y'all, she fell on the ice.
We don't know her situation.
Don't read into books that aren't there.
I will say, just enough who these people are was a lot worse than their appearances.
I'm not saying anything about it, because cut to... we're going to do a live show and it fucking snows and I'll fall on the ice and get a black eye. Actually, more you would.
Yeah.
I don't need that karma. I'm going to believe what she said.
But a
patch I think would have gone along.
Yeah,
way.
Me too. Because that was the biggest discussion this past week.
I more was concerned about, almost more than the eyebrows, I didn't love the grandmother saying, my grandchild will be in America.
Not in Brazil.
And I was like, yeah, she's from Brazil.
Yeah,
like,
you won't live long enough.
Yeah, if the baby wants to spend summers or time in Brazil, like...
I also want to say...
shut the fuck up.
I'm glad Patrick is kind of... he said he's trying to get his family back together because they've been
decimated by addiction.
Addiction.
And wasn't his mom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the most of it. So yeah. What I would like to say is I understand why Patrick is doing this. You guys, you don't have to do this. You can already see this woman is pretty toxic.
You can tell that she doesn't make Patrick feel good about himself.
You can totally tell that. I understand it's near the end of her life, so he's trying to do that.
I think her oxygen was running out at the end, so she was getting really loopy on the shit she was saying.
I got to say, that's my new excuse to leave a party. guys, I gotta leave now. My oxygen's kind of running low.
Well, I think that took out her filter because she just at the end said, "Yeah, she doesn't love him. Looks like Patrick's like his good old ma," and kind of looks at the camera like, "Yeah, he's gonna be alone."
It was very much, "We've had this date with each other from the beginning.
It's destiny.
You're just like your mama."
And I went, "Whoa!"
No, she's an awful person. You can tell. And again, you can be an awful person and you can be dying within a year. But I'm a big believer in make closure for you, not for the other person.
That's why he's probably doing it, because she's kicking out.
But I'm just saying, it's sometimes people say, "Oh, my parents dying, I need to make things up because it really means a lot to them." Remember though, it's about your closure and your emotions instead of it, they've treated you like shit your whole life.
Yeah, luckily haven't gone through that, so I don't even know what that's like.
But no, I know a lot of people who, when a parent dies, like one of my good friends, when a parent was dying a couple years back and so absent from their life, and actually my own mother, when her father was dying, said, because she had no relationship with him until after she was like five, which explains a lot. And when he was dying, my mother said, "I don't want to see him. I got what I need to do."
Yeah.
What I needed. And some of her brothers went down to see him, and he's like, "Just for me." And she's like, "You were never here for me."
I don't think my dad went and saw, because my Aunt Peggy and Aunt Darla, they went and saw their dad, but because my dad, he left them when my dad was five.
Yeah.
I don't think he went and saw them.
But
he wouldn't let me go to the funeral.
My mother said, he wanted to see us, her father, because he had never met us, and he was dying. And my mother said, "Absolutely not. You will not see my children."
You could have walked in there and been like, "Hey, Grandpa!" He would go, "Hey, take him out.
Hey, Grampy, can I jump on your bed? Can I show you my dance moves, Grampy? I've been practicing my piano.
On the good ship, Lollipop." He would have been like, "No.
Someone put a pillow on my face."
"End it now." And your mother would have said, "There you go."
"I knew. Good job, Jay Bird.
Good job, Jay Bird.
Good job. I love my little Jay Bird.
Stuck to my daddy."
That's dark. Wow. All that is to say is I know this happens to people. And remember, we've said this before, your closure is not about the other person.
No. Yeah.
And it's just, I talk to people all the time or come into, with friends, and I'm thinking, I feel like it's foreclosure. I need them to say this to me, or I need – I'm like, no, you don't. It'd be nice, but don't make your closure about someone else.
It's like forgiveness. Forgiveness is not for the person, right? It's forgiveness is a you thing.
Yep. Totally. But I think that's exclusively why even the sister, you could tell that family, there's a reason why John may be the best of them. No, but I'm saying compared to the sister who seems super toxic as well. Because even the sister was talking.
Oh, you mean besides Patrick?
Yeah,
because I think Patrick is kind of.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, yeah. I think there's a reason John and Patrick live off, but probably the sister is also probably taking care of the mother.
Almost certainly.
So, but in happier news, they're in Miami now at a boat party. Right. That's all I have to say about
the douche boat. Because everyone kind of works with Patrick, and everyone who works with him is a douche.
Thais is stressed because she's like, I want to work on our problems, not party on a boat. Again, it feels like fraudacity because I feel like she probably did party on the boat.
I feel like she did, and here's why it's fraudacity. If you are actively trying to decide...
Are we recording? Okay, we are. Just checking. Sorry, I got nervous. If you're actively trying to decide...
If you are actively trying to decide whether or not to marry someone, a boat party is not where you need to be.
Don't make decisions on boats, y'all.
No, but not even that.
I don't think you should.
It's like you shouldn't. You should be talking. You should be. That's what's ridiculous. That's why it's cognitive dissonance for me. She keeps saying, I'm not sure if I want to marry Patrick. So let's go on this thing.
Well, she's avoidant as fuck.
Yeah, but after a while, I don't care.
No, I'm not.
Your decision.
I'm not saying that it's right, but I'm saying that that's just her pattern. I guarantee you, everything Thais does, she doesn't make a decision or she doesn't follow through to the last minute.
And I'm not. And I'm saying, and I rarely call this out fully. What it is, I say, it might be. This is fraudacity. I think the last 3 days of this wedding are complete fraudacity.
It feels weird. It doesn't just feel now. Yep. So he's there with his friends, John and Phil.
And Jeremy.
There's this... Suddenly, we're in the Godfather, or we're in like a scene from Ocean's 11.
With the woman wearing a tracksuit.
Where Leslie and John, it almost looked like...
Leslie?
That's the woman's name.
Tammy.
It was Tammy?
There is a Tammy who she talks to later.
No. Leslie.
Leslie and his woman.
Leslie
and
she's
John. The one with the dress.
She's
with the little
one peekaboo. With the dress with her boobs hanging out on
it
the underside.
It does look like Goodfellas.
It looks, or I thought of that movie, Hustlers.
Yes.
When they're on it. Because John is sitting there.
Like
with
in a tracksuit.
Spread, like in a tracksuit. Like he's got a big dick and he doesn't.
He doesn't.
And she's just sitting on the arm and he's like, eh, we got this boat because it's a reflection
it's
of our
boat.
Love for you.
And she's like, Pat is so full of love.
And our love for your future.
And he just wants love.
And he said, and you missed it. But Mike's TV kind of went kind of scraggly and scratchy. And then he said, and to show our love for you, there's this man named Robert who has wronged you. And we are going to kill him now and put him off of the boat. It was very vicious.
Very quick with a little
whale knife. Who knew?
And they didn't have accents, but I'm glad you brought those in.
But it felt like...
It was ridiculous.
Just fucking
mob. It did feel like she was like a mob girlfriend,
y'all,
too.
This woman was Sharon Stone in 1994 trying to get an Oscar.
In Casino. Yeah.
Yes.
So later on... Thais is talking to... That's when she's talking to Tammy.
Yes.
And she's basically saying... she's like, I want to talk about how I feel, but I can't. But she doesn't stop her from lapsing and saying, you know, Tammy, we have a lot of problems. And Tammy's like, oh. She's like, Patrick does things...
She's keeping her sunglasses on for a reason.
Without...
She doesn't want to react.
Without asking what I think. That's true. She is doing the whole thing with her sunglasses off.
Yeah, she's just like, I got a poker face.
And
shit.
And Tammy's like, you should also tell your father that you're an adult and you can make all the choices you need to. It's so interesting. And Tammy's like, basically, and then Thais says, but thing is, my dad's opinion is more important to me.
Than Patrick's.
Yeah. And
You might want to analyze that.
Yeah.
Might want to process
so,
that.
And Tammy basically says, if you're going to break his heart, do it early. Go back to Brazil. And no one wants to see Pat divorced again. And this whole idea of, I want to revisit this idea of, because I had a thought about this and I want to know what you think about. She keeps mentioning his controlling behavior. And
yeah.
we said, we don't think a lot of what he's doing is controlling that we've seen. And I've realized, I don't think it's been on camera, or I don't think we've seen anything on camera that has seemed controlling.
Not my
and this seemed over
it.
Overtly controlling.
Yeah.
And what, and maybe you guys.
From Patrick. From her father's another story,
yes,
ironically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is she keeps, it's her thing she repeats over and over. He's controlling. She never really tells him that. She said, you never let me have any input. But what's weird is later on, we'll get to this a little bit later, is when she's talking to Patrick about, I want John out of the house on the day after we're married.
We can talk about it now.
But I'm saying, I think what she says is controlling is when she brings up things that don't seem to have a lot of either reasoning or don't have a lot of thought behind them or just wants things right away. And he says, no, we have to do it. Maybe she thinks that is controlling.
No, yeah, she said, that is what I'm talking about. You just don't care about my input.
Right. And yeah. It's like her input is used like, here's what I want right now.
Because I don't think she's wrong. Yeah, if you get married, there's nothing wrong with wanting to live by yourself when you're married. That makes sense.
She but wants the, it the next day.
But and so I thought, but I also thought, like, have they not? It just felt weird because we've dropped this plot point and we haven't talked about
right.
it in a long time.
We have not.
So it's they were there 90 days. Why didn't she say this before, like, to make a plan? Now, I do think she's bad with communicating. And I think he's bad with, I don't think he's controlling. I do think sometimes he plans. I don't think Thais is that deep.
No.
And I think that she says, I don't care about a lot of things. Or if he asks her, I don't think she gives an opinion about a lot of things.
Right.
She cares about what she cares about. But
true.
Until John plans these things and does these things.
Patrick.
Or I'm sorry. Patrick plans these things and does these things. And then suddenly now she has an opinion on something while they are experiencing it.
Yeah. And she even says, so I guess we can get my dad to come live with us. And Patrick called her love and says, sure.
I love that. She thought this is going to make him go crazy. But I think he genuinely was like, he probably won't come, but I would be fine with that.
And I think Patrick is okay. He is open to talking about John moving out within 3 months. If he still didn't budge, I think that's when I would say, yeah, he's being unreasonable. He should give John 3 months after they're married, give him time. But they're in that liminal space of them having, of her basically saying, I haven't told my dad yet. I'm not sure if I want to get married. Why would he make his brother move out?
Yeah, no.
So,
if he doesn't know that you're going to, and you're saying your dad's, if he doesn't know if you're even going to get married,
right.
Why would he go through all that process?
And this is the other thing in this dinner, you guys. What he says to her is, he's like, maybe you're not understanding my situation. She doesn't have a lot of empathy at all. But he says, all I have is John, Matthew, and Tiffany, and my mom is about to die. I only have my family around me, and that's all I have in this world. And he's never really had – his family situation's been all over the
what
place.
What the main thing is she, I think more than anything, she never listens to him.
Yeah.
Or because he said that, and her response to that was – I'm close to my family, too. So it becomes a tit for tat, which I will say, Patrick, on the other hand, does listen to. Now, he might have some reactions and say some dickhead things. Like, he even said at one point, what did he say? She said, like, I feel like you're always telling me what to do. And he's like, well, you don't have to say yes. And I was like, Patrick.
Yeah, and that was shitty.
That was shit. But yeah. She responds with, I'm close to my family, too. And so what does Patrick do? Patrick says, well, look, this is going to bother you. What if I talk to your dad? Maybe I need to have another right. conversation with your dad. And she's like, I'm surprised by this. But that is Patrick taking in what she says.
Right.
and trying to fix it.
And trying to fill in the blanks.
I mean, at this point, I wish Thais would throw a credit card at him and that would be the biggest problem. But Thais is not ready for an adult relationship.
Nope.
Not at all.
She's...
Patrick...
She might as well be 16.
Yeah. Patrick needs to work on some stuff as well because I think he's too giving. We could go into that. But he's way more ready for a relationship than she is.
Yeah. I think...
Way more.
I think he needs another good year in therapy at least. But still, she needs to grow the fuck up. But so you guys, the next day, they have one day to the wedding. They're in Orlando.
Orlando!
The city where dreams are made of!
Thank you.
They call the father.
Papa.
The father! They call the father, and guess what? He still says, nope, you're getting no blessing from me. And this is the point where Thais should say, I'm done with this charade. I don't care. Even if I choose to marry him or I choose not to marry him, it doesn't matter what you think.
No, like Patrick even just calls and says, hi, I hope you're having a good day. And he's like, is it?
Oh, and father's a fucking jerk.
After we see her father with her, and it's like, is her father, he seems, he seems like to have very self-absorbed narcissistic tendencies.
Talk about control issues.
That's who's controlling.
Yeah.
Like, Dad, he seems, honestly, like when he was mad at this, he seems scary to me.
Yep.
Just y'all, the entire, it was scary.
No wonder she wouldn't tell him.
Anyway. All right. Is that all you have about them?
Yes.
Let's take a commercial.
Be back.
We'll be right back. Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year.
I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
You like your dress? You're on Pumped again!
Stop playing mind games with this woman!
Stop it. I knew like 30 seconds in it was a punk.
Me too.
Because the sister is not as good an actor as Bilal.
She's kind of smiling the whole time.
Yeah, but... it wasn't funny to me.
No!
It's
they have
not
done enough.
Funny.
Don't
fuck with this person with their wedding dress?
This is mental fucking torture for this woman who just wants to, some reason, marry this asshole of a controlling man.
I still say this is fear factor. Everything feels like we're, are you gonna, the next thing is they're gonna make her eat like horse guts.
y'all, I probably shouldn't say this because it seems like a very not. But what did we miss last week? What we missed, and I know it's from a religious perspective, but this talk of being of submitting to
mom.
A man.
Yeah,
and
leading from behind. I don't want to talk about it. It was awful.
What did we miss? We missed how religion can be used to subdue women into
to make
to,
women
to be
feel,
basically property and, for the
There's a way you can talk about some of these, especially with you can talk about Islamic scriptures without feeling like you are completely dismissing personhood of women. And
if that's offensive for you to, for me to say that, or you feel like that's not, I don't care.
But
I just think that I just have such a problem with that, with the way, because what I have a problem with it too is Bilal wouldn't even say, he even tried to say, I don't know if I would use the word submit. But more like compromise. And I went, no, you mean submit because you're an asshole and you feel like your word is the last word. And you, as Shida kept saying over and over, you don't bend or compromise at all.
He's a good con man. The mom's not.
The mom's not.
And
yeah, that's a
good
point.
Here's the problem. She keeps going to people from his circle. And she don't take advice from them.
Because she has...
They're awful.
Because this episode, she's going on a trip with her girls, her sisters, and her
sisters are
giving her some real fucking tea.
So, y'all, basically, Cinder Shida is just scrubbing away at this point. And the
Cinder Shida, and night and day, it's Cinder Shida.
The daughter is talking to Bilal about TikTok, and he's trying to be a relevant cool dad. But anyway, and the one thing the daughter does say, if you're happy... seeing you happy, Dad, makes me happy. So I'm like, when did you see him happy? I haven't seen him happy
at all.
Yeah,
I haven't seen him happy once. Anyway,
then they have something called Zerberts, where I don't even know what that means. Some kind of kiss or something.
Oh, Zerbert.
I've never heard of that.
That actually, I don't know if it came from this, but that is actually, that actually was something Rudy Huxtable would do to Heathcliff Huxtable on the Cosby shows.
That's why it sounded familiar to me.
She would say, I deserve it. She would blow on his cheek. Yeah.
Yes!
That's where it's from. Well, Cosby Show was my favorite show of all time.
It was.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That you brought it back. I'm like, it sounds familiar.
Do you want me to Zerbert you?
No.
Good. Never. I don't want to.
So, y'all, we find out the wedding is going to be at home and not in a venue. And that's when I said... Bilal has no fucking money, y'all.
He doesn't. He doesn't have any money.
None. That's why this prenup shit.
Because we know it's a fake house.
It's a fake house.
He has no money.
It's all a fake Instagram
account.
He's
all an Instagram. Let me tell you how many followers, how much money I make. Sign up for my online course.
Because if you...
Go to my landing page.
If you can't do...
Not everybody does.
If you can't pay for a good wedding venue... And you're talking about how much money you have.
You brought this woman all the way over from her country. You have to be the head of, and you're just going to get married in your fucking living room.
Yeah.
And did you see the way it looked next week?
Awful.
It looks shit. It's all with those daylight lights.
But
she's going to look horrible.
But I think the problem.
What are they going to do? Get married in that fucking word art on the thing that says family, love,
but
pranks.
The most The most interesting thing about this is you would think. If he had the money to spend, he would do it. But it tells you what he spends money on are his suits, the things that are all...
Appearances.
All for his appearance.
Appearances.
And things that actually may cost something that are big budget items, he doesn't have enough money for them.
No.
I guarantee you, like, I'm not going to put a number on it. He's worth a tenth of what he thinks he is.
For sure.
And
this sealed it when she said, we're having the wedding at home. And at one point you can kind of go, wow, he's convinced you that that's okay.
Yeah. That I'm glad that was, she was okay with that.
This is Shida, not.
Shida keeps talking about her dream wedding and all of this and looking like, and she wants to get married in a fucking just generic house.
Even Muhammad and Danielle got married.
Their wedding was pretty.
In a park.
Yeah. And then they had their reception in that. You know what? I didn't like that house, but I realized this is probably what you could afford. You had an outside a park. You had that reception in that horrible looking room, but it was your nice little reception. You did what you could.
Yeah. That's when I went, oh, Shida.
We see her real wedding dress. It does look pretty.
But no, let's just say, so y'all, we saw the old lady dress and Shida's immediately like freaked out. And then the sister brings out the nice one.
And then the sister, like Bilal, says, well, that dress did have sentimental value, y'all, because it was probably her fucking wedding dress. So now they punk Shida, but then they're guilting her for having a genuine reaction of fear from being on punk.
These people are monsters.
They're monsters.
All of them.
The mother's a monster.
The sister's a monster. The ex-wife is a monster.
The ex-wife is a monster.
The kids are fine.
But the thing is, I can't feel sorry for Shida because she knows what she's getting into.
She knows she's marrying a family of monsters.
So it makes me wonder, is Shida a monster too? Because I love her.
I think she's leveraging the show for everything it's worth.
She better pull a Juliana and marry his ass and divorce the motherfucker in 2 years.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think so either.
I think she's finding the best opportunity. She looked at Bilal. Here's
because like
I
her sister
through.
Said, you had no desire to come to the U.S.
Here's what I think what happened in Shida's brain. She sees the writing on the wall about how old she is, and she's thinking, I need to find a way. I need to get married and have kids. How can I do that to really build? How can I make that part of my career? How can I build out something? And then she hears about she goes on a dating app. She's like, I can find someone who lives the kind of same jet setting life I do, and we can kind of collaborate on Instagram. And so everything
it's Insta power couple.
It's an Insta power couple thing. So she wants to be a power couple. Then the 90 Day Fiance show idea came. I guarantee you, she brought it to him.
Oh yeah,
100%. She because she's more savvy than he is about stuff like that. She brought to him, she's like, if I do this right, I can parlay everything else into everything I want. I can have a family and I can have a good career.
That's the only thing. If she have kids, she won't leave him.
No, she won't. But I'm thinking she'll stay with him as long as it is financially viable. Unfortunately. But that's how I saw her thought process. It's very pragmatic. So I can't hate on her about it.
Ugh,
I do want to just say I wrote down the next prank will be Bilal not showing up for the wedding or telling her, guess what? Our wedding's not even legal.
Yeah, it's not illegal.
Something like that.
Or the minister or whoever will fake a heart attack and act like they're dying.
Bilal, you got me again.
I got you. Just kidding. So the two sisters show up. Her sisters.
It's like Arrested Development. Gene Parmesan. Every time.
I didn't see that.
Martin Mull. You never watched the show.
I saw an episode and I liked it.
Martin Mull.
I love Martin Mull.
She's like, it's me, Gene Parmesan. She would just go, Gene.
Oh.
He would show up
everywhere.
Don't
talk about him. We can't. He's older.
Oh, God.
Martin. Oh. So, okay. So our two younger sisters show up. Nyssa is one. I forgot the other one's name. I didn't write it down.
Tia.
Okay. So the rest of the borders are closed, so our family can't come. But our other two sisters
but they're
are
in New York studying.
So Shida said like to them, she says, you know, he's a very nice person.
He's a very nice asshole.
But he doesn't really, and she says, you can kind of feel a little, honestly, fraudacity, because you can tell that the producer said, okay, so we say he's a nice person, but he doesn't bend at all.
Right.
Because she says this storyline like 5 fucking times that he doesn't bend. And so Shida says, she's like, the whole prenup thing, because she tells Bilal that I will sign the prenup. We said that. She tells him that I'll sign the prenup. She just wants.
Yes, and I want a child before 40.
I want a child before 40. She told her sister. So she's like, you know, I don't like to read things, but I'm going to read this. And I'm like, okay, girl, you got to work that out. You should read shit. But she says she hasn't signed it yet. But her sisters are like, yeah, we don't like this. We don't like this whole prenup thing. That's not what we do in our country. Does he, kind of what she talked with the mother, does he not trust you? And Shida says, well, my sisters are reminding me, you know, of everything. And I just need to understand that he's an alpha male and he's strong-minded. And I just, when she says that, I just was like, oh.
Nothing, the fucking things
control
are,
of women.
If you are having to ascribe to a thought pattern that is always putting your needs last.
That's a good way to put it.
That's not helpful.
That I will go on record saying, if you are having to always put your own needs last, that is not a healthy thought process. It's not a
or relationship dynamic.
Religion. It's not a healthy relationship. I will put those qualifiers on those things, and if that full stop.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all.
Anyway.
What would you do for Matt Sharp to convince him not to put them on Happily Ever After?
Oh.
I would take his ass to Rimtown the morning after he had 4 Mexican pizzas from Taco Bell just so he wouldn't put them on that season.
Do you, Beanie, take this woman to be with you the rest of your life?
This woman who looks like the female gremlin made up with this horrible makeup.
I love you, Beanie. In my shoes.
I love you. Okay. Not much happens, y'all. I mean, really, like, I wrote like 4 sentences for this.
I need to say this. I'm glad I finally... This feels good to have a resolution to this story.
Agreed. Agreed. I did feel that.
I don't know if they will be on Happily Ever After. They are not a beloved couple.
That is not the reason why they put couples on 90 Day Fiancé, though. They put couples on 90 Day Fiancé that are controversial. We've heard, honestly, that from the horse's mouth, from people on the inside. It's not about likability. It's about who's going to draw ratings.
Unlike that, I think, Variety casting article where she's like, no, we put on people who we want to root for. And can you imagine casting Emily?
I mean,
that's the thing. I want to send that woman an actual pile of dog shit.
In a way, though, you want to root for Kobe, not for Emily.
That's true.
But
I wish people who are associated with the show would say, we like it when couples cause controversy.
They're going to be on, because you're telling me that you don't want to see another like rehearsal or something that Benny's doing and Ari freaks out over a female MMA fighter?
No, I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind that. I'm saying that I don't know if there's that much they can mine, if there's more.
Yeah. Sometimes it's good to let couples breathe a little bit and let life happen. But. Yep. Then Ari and Benny would have to work. So
it's true.
Ari wants to fucking milk this as much as she could.
No, that's true.
The fallacy in this season that they didn't do, that they could do for Happily Ever After for them if they were ever on it. We really didn't get enough of shade from Ari's family on this season.
I agree.
We only got like one episode.
From her sister, Kristen, from LensCrafters.
Yeah, I need more of that. We never got any input from the brother. Basically to just dog Ari.
What was her sister wearing in her hair? It was some kind of bow, but it was askew.
This was her Meghan Markle wedding moment.
The whole
she'd been waiting
like
for.
Like I said, the whole wedding was taste challenged.
It was
definitely.
It was also maybe it was because of COVID, but there was like one person on each pew.
Yeah.
So maybe they did a spaced out wedding.
It was a pretty big temple as well. And a lot of times, very reformed congregations, the temples look kind of like mega churches. So they're not really great places to get married in.
Yeah.
And
the chuppah was beautiful.
Yeah.
How they combine like, I forgot what his was, but then her grandmother's,
his
curtain.
Just fabric from Ethiopia.
Yeah, I thought that was beautiful, though.
But I think it was, and I will say, usually the tradition, they didn't say that on the show, but if you know Jewish weddings, especially, a lot of times some people don't even do it nowadays, but the seven circles is usually done by the bride. They circle the husband.
Mm-hmm.
And more and more today, you'll see the bride and husband circling one another.
I think Jewish weddings are some of the most beautiful ceremonies. I love the weddings that I've been to.
They're quick. They're short.
They're beautiful. Now, granted, these have been very reformed Jewish weddings that I've been to.
So it's not like really long.
It's not like they're going to invite a gay person to an Orthodox wedding.
True.
Don't think I'll make it in there. Don't think I'll make it in there. And so, but remember, I forgot about this. Think about how much Binyam goes along and accepts this Jewish wedding when he's very Christian.
Yeah. Well, this was an exchange.
But no, that's because they think about how he acted, and we see. Remember how Ari acted whenever she just had to baptize the baby.
Well, that there was never. We saw footage. I don't think we'd seen that before.
No, I thought we did see that.
I don't think so.
I think we did because I remember she made a big fucking deal about.
No, that
it.
Was circumcision.
Maybe I'm confusing with that because I just love that they cut to the guy doing the baptism.
And she with the book. She's like, the
and
book's
Ari literally
can't
even. And she's like, And I'm like, you can't even just stand there.
I don't
believe
in hell.
And here, Binyam is like totally just present and in this and doing this for you.
I think that you're thinking about the circumcision. I think maybe
I really thought
the baby,
that we saw the baptism.
Maybe we did.
But maybe we didn't. There's been so much. Or maybe that was some birthday party we went to. Who the fuck knows? Regardless, they're done. It does feel resolved.
But, y'all, Beanie and Fred, her dad, he's like cutting his hair. What doesn't Beanie do? Taylor, MMA fighter.
Barber.
Everything. And I loved it that Avi's trying, like, trying God, to give him a little haircut.
That kid,
cute, baby.
That kid is so cute, fucking cute. He's an inquisitive child.
He is.
That's what he would say.
My mother called me a willful child.
Yeah, that means your kid's a bitch. That's what that
you
means.
You're so willful, Jaybird.
Just get along, Jaybird. So he helps them get ready. Benny's family, he talks to them for a little bit. They're going to be there in Zoom. Mimi, Wish, they do a little thing on the wall for him. Congratulations. Yeah. They're all like, yay, go brother.
Yeah, there's no drama in this. There's no.
No.
Yeah.
Her dress, as we said, I think her dress is beautiful.
I liked it
very well.
I did not hate it the way I thought I was going to. I did not love the headband. I thought it was unnecessary. But
I'm of two minds. I think it would look better. It was just that, the dress, the makeup.
There was no jewelry. There was no.
I think if she kind of did a softer makeup, then maybe the headband. But yeah. I agree. It just felt a hat on a hat.
Yeah. And
her hair looked pretty.
And I made my opinion about the shoes known. The lashes were those dark lashes that doesn't fit her coloring at all.
No.
It was like, choose some light brown ones, maybe not choose Janice the Muppet lashes.
No. The thing is, here's why it's a problem, y'all. So, Ari has very big eyes.
Yeah. She's got lashes.
Very kind of, very big, wide, almond-shaped eyes. Like, there's elongation. They're why and so but also with a heavy lid.
Yeah.
So what happens, she likes to do this thing where there's a lot of style. Now Kara does this a little bit, But like where the eyeliner goes out and we fan it out or we extend the yeah. eyeline, that is not a good look for Ari.
No.
She does the dark shadow on the corner right.
It makes her look even more of a flounder.
It makes her look alienish. Yeah. Like her eyes are too big.
Yeah.
She just for
like they're trying to migrate to both sides of her face.
Yes, an eye like that needs just a pretty wash on the lid, a little highlight, maybe a little shadow. That's it. And a color on your lip, but I've already said it.
So he's like waiting at the chuppah for her, and there she is in her veil and her orthopedic shoes. Running to her, and the thing about it is, they do the circles, and then she does this thing. She's like, "The day I met you, I was just thinking, oh my God, he's looking at me." And they had sweet little, really, really quick vibes, vows. And at one point, they stomp the glass, and Beanie starts to pick it up. She's like, "No, I got that.
I'll leave it."
So that's endearing. And
y'all, Janice is happy. She's wearing her Liza Minnelli jumpsuit. Looks great.
And I need to say, it seems like this is, I think when I was watching Beanie saying, I finally can start my future. And because I think getting to America, he acted like he only ever wanted to live in Ethiopia. But as soon as he was in America, it opened up doors for him.
I think this MMA thing.
Yeah.
Y'all, this is what I think. I think Benny's wanted to come to America for years now, y'all.
Yeah.
Because he wants to be famous.
Yeah, he does.
That's why.
And so does she, strangely.
And which is why, if they have their way, we will see them on Happily Ever After.
Oh!
I would love it if they got pushed to the Diaries. But they're such a controversial couple.
I don't think it'll be this season. It'll be next season.
No, it's going to be Bilal and Shida. 100%.
That's the show.
That's the show, everybody. We just did our YouTube live. We took a break. If you're on our $15 tier, if you don't know this on our Patreon,
you're under the skirt with us.
Yes, we decided. One of our sissies said, because we kind of tell information that we normally don't tell people.
Or sometimes you're in the inner circle.
When we announce things, we've announced them first.
Announce them first there.
Not meaning to, and we've decided we're calling it Reality Gaze
Under the Skirt.
You're under our skirt. You're getting secret information. All right, everybody. That's it.
I'll tell you all about my sexual escapades.
So much different than the podcast. So much different. Y'all.
No, the stuff I leave out. Ooh.
Well, we just lost subscribers. Go to Reality Gaze Podcast on your Instagram feed. Follow us on Instagram. We appreciate that very much. We're putting out some reels.
Reels.
Follow us on TikTok at Reality Gaze. Also, you can join our private Facebook group, the Sissy Squad. We are about 2,500 people away from 10,000 members. Did you ever think?
We're closer than that.
I looked like 2 days ago. It was like 9,700.
Maybe not. That's 250.
Like 300, yeah.
You said 2,500.
Oh, I did. I meant 250. I'm sorry.
Okay,
that's what
that makes sense.
Yeah. So we're almost at 10,000. That's crazy.
It is.
That is insanely crazy. So, y'all join the Sissy Squad. We have
fun in there.
Yes, and we don't have a charity yet coming for August, but right now you can still get the Bridget...
Bridget Alliance.
The Bridget Alliance, helping women cross state boundaries to get abortions, especially after 15 weeks of pregnancy.
Yes.
So, we've raised, I think, on Instagram almost $2,000 and in the Facebook group, $2,000.
Yes.
So, that's exciting.
Heading toward 2,500.
All right, we call these people Lonely Hearts. Because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yes. And if you, like many of us, have ever saw the movie Nothing But Trouble and said, I'd love to see John Candy in more female dressing roles, you only need to watch last week's episode.
You've been saving that since last week, haven't you?
No, that was who she looked like.
That's who she looked like.
Female John Candy.
Yeah. All right, everybody.
Call us.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.